committee assignments, and we have a time certain to consider a regular meeting schedule and a next schedule for the next meeting at the bottom of the agenda.
Okay, and I'm just going to speak to the point of information as chair. I simply did not think that in a three-hour meeting, we could do this much. So if you'll notice at the bottom of the chair's agenda, I have the old business, and I will be recommending we call a special meeting to deal with old business. We're already probably at 7:30. We have to leave by 10. Therefore, I just did not think we have the time to deal with an agenda of this motion. The chair will recognize now that the question has been called and seconded. If you vote now, you are not voting on the merits of the two agendas. You're simply voting on whether or not you want to end debate and go to a vote. So you're voting only on the question. Those in favor of calling the question and ending debate, raise your hand or your fuchsia, beautiful fuchsia, multicolored card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 16
in favor of calling the question. Opposed. The question has been called. Debate is closed. We go directly to a vote. Those in favor of Harrison's motion to replace the agenda handed out with his agenda, please raise your hand for your cards.
Raise them high, please. 1, 2, 3. 3 in favor.
Four.
Where's the fourth one? Jay, did you raise your card?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, 4. Those opposed.
Those opposed.
I can't see you this one.
There's only one over here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, the motion fails, and we'll go with this agenda, but...
Yes. We can still have the opportunity to consider amending the...
Yes, in fact, if you had given me a moment, I was going to say, we have not replaced the agenda with the new agenda, but we still may look at the agenda very quickly. We don't want to spend a lot of time, but we are still open to any alterations, enrichments, additions, and so on. Okay, the chair recognizes Sherna Glass.
I would like to add the secretary's report to include information on the status of the minutes.
I would recommend we put that in, very quickly in agenda item 1. Is there any objection to including that in agenda item 1?
Yes.
Okay.
I wish to have the cap come first.
Okay. You know, I'm willing to really honor that idea because the cab is the primary thing. Could we put it under agenda item 6 at the end, committee reports, and after structure and committee of correspondence, put secretary's report? Any objection? Seeing that, we're going to put the secretary's report.
Did you repeat that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was suggesting that the secretary's report from Terry go at the end of agenda item 6. Secretary's report. Any objection? Seeing none.
It is so important.
Okay. Any other considerations around agenda? Seeing none. Oh, yes. Chair recognizes Sonali.
If our general manager is not here, can we cross out agenda 5?
Yes, we do. Okay, we do have 10 copies of her written report, but I would recommend that the board go to the internet and read it, rather maybe than taking it up. The body will make that decision. My recommendation is that we could go to the internet. It's posted
at this point in time. It's 7:34.
The secretary and I can actually send you her written report.
Is she going to be here?
No.
She is not going to be. She has classes on Tuesday night. Okay. The vice chair is asking that you raise your card. Is there anyone who doesn't have a brilliant card? It's a little easier to see that if you have that.
Raise your hand, raise your card, because then I can put it on the stack.
Okay.
I have an extra card.
Yeah, it doesn't have to have your name on it. Any card will work.
That for both of you.
Okay. Is there... Oh, yeah, excuse me. The chair recognizes the secretary, Terry.
I move that we waive the reading of the general manager's report, enter it into the minutes, and post it on the KDFK-LSD Yahoo group, which is publicly accessible.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll go immediately to the vote. Those in favor of doing what that motion calls for, the motion by Terry, raise your cards.
I think right on kind of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Opposed?
One.
One opposed?
Yes.
Okay, that motion moves. Okay, we're going to move along. I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the agenda. Any discussion?
I have a comment.
Yes.
I'd like to give a time certain to the BND Archives Committee discussion.
Okay, that's very good. That's agenda item 9, selection of our delegates to PMB Archives Committee.
And Tom, while I'm here, can I do the same thing for discussion of the regular
Before you go to the second one, what time certain are you calling for on that?
Let's say 9:35 for both that and consideration of a regular meeting schedule.
Okay, and I'm going to consider that a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we have time certain, 9:35, for the discussion of two items. The LSB's two delegates to the PMB Archives Committee, and also a discussion of a regular meeting schedule revisiting. We've actually had some discussion around this. Revisiting a regular meeting schedule, time certain being 9:35.
And a report.
Dave has his hand up.
Oh, excuse me, Dave, I'm sorry.
Please use your card.
Is there,
see you.
Is there a ballot already prepared for the election of the people to that committee?
I have some.
Yeah, we have something that could be used. Okay. Okay, before we.
If we get ready.
Okay. The vice chair and I are reminding you, do not blurt. Do not blurt out. And do use your cards if you have one. That would be very helpful. Terry.
I want to point out that the regular meeting schedule is part of the structure committee report, which appears in item 6.
Thank you, Terry. Let me see. Let's take a vote on this proposal by Harrison. We didn't take a vote on this, did we? That 9:35 be time certain for those two. It's been moved and seconded.
Can I change the motion in response to Terry's?
Wait. No.
I amend my own motion.
No, because if it's moot, we'll just go ahead. If it's moot by 9:35, we won't do it. If it's moot, we'll declare it moot.
Great.
I haven't declared anything moot for years, so. Okay. It's been moved and seconded. I'm looking for the question on this, Sherna. Well, can you do that? Yes, it's been called. Is there a second? It's been seconded. Let's go directly. You're not voting on the.
The secretary is now being heard.
Question, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Opposed. Okay, the question has been called. We're going directly to a vote. The motion is that at 9:35 p.m. time certain, we take up PMB Archives Committee and regular schedule for a regular scheduled meeting schedule. All those in favor, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Opposed? That motion passes, and I'm going to call on Harrison to keep his eye on the watch. I'm sure you will be doing so, but you'll remind the chair at 9:35. Yes, that's going to be important to do. But let's just finish the agenda. The chair would entertain a motion to accept the agenda. It's been moved. It's been seconded. Thank you. Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? None. Is there a call for the question? We don't need it if there are no hands, that's right. Okay, let's go directly to a vote. Those in favor of accepting the agenda as amended, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Opposed? We're going to suspend the...
The late arrival of Niall Elwardani is noted at 7:40 p.m.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do we have a housekeeper?
No, let's go.
Nominating yourself?
No.
We need someone, a very strict, mean-spirited timekeeper.
I'll nominate Julie Cabot.
Of all the people in the room who is not being spirited,
you don't know her dark side.
Oh, no, it's Julie.
I don't want to watch that with time.
No time can be consumed on this. We need someone to do it immediately.
Yeah,
oh, Julie. Okay, we have a timekeeper who is not in spirit. Thank you. Notice the acceptance of the agenda means you accept the time allotments here. I'm going to go right along here. Approval of the minutes. We're actually not going to have that approval of the minutes. The secretary is going to, we're going to move the approval of minutes to the next meeting, and he will discuss that in his report. Could we have a brief report from the retreat task force? Maybe just very short, to kind of like just give us an idea of where we are on that. Is it Bill? Or
okay. Bill?
Okay.
We messaged, there was three of us, I guess, prior to the last meeting, Bill, Jane, and myself, and we developed a proposal that I think that we wanted to see for a one-day retreat, 10 hours with Grace, I know that's a lot. And we proposed a set of goals, an agenda, and we developed a list of potential facilitators that we're willing to contact if people were engaged with this. I think also Grace had suggested a site, and I think Dave had a site, so there's a lot of stuff that's covered on that. I guess the key thing for us is deciding on, you know, what we want to accomplish for the retreat, what we need to agenda, and then we'll move on. So they're going to get it. I just want to make sure this one. We got some feedback, but not a lot. You didn't get it, Terry?
Okay, maybe that retreat task force could post that again, and then at the next meeting, if you think it would be appropriate, we could actually have a little discussion and set, maybe the board could set a retreat. Okay, Sherna?
I wonder if we can establish a date now, so that we don't keep putting it off and off and off, and everyone look at the report and resend and repost it, give it back to Jane, Israel, and so that things have moved along by the time of the next meeting.
Is there any proposal over a specific date? Now, this is one thing we might be able to do on the internet because it's not, in a sense, lab business, but it's our internal functioning and so on. I don't know if we can take much time tonight. Is there a concrete proposal? Chair recognizes Bill.
Well, I'm just thinking, we have a lot of other business. Could we set a month and then work out?
Beautiful. Can you propose
in
September? There is a concrete proposal, which I'll consider a motion, that we have our retreat. It's been moved to second, and we have our retreat in September. Any discussion around the motion? David.
Yeah, we dealt with this at the PMB level. Turns out a couple of weekends in September are the high holy days for people who observe it. The only weekend that wasn't either Labor Day or the high holy days was September, the weekend of September 11th. So,
some people
didn't want to do that because the PMB is considering that weekend or the first weekend of October for their meeting. It might be hard.
August is tough. It's right around the corner. Okay, the chair does not want to spend too much time on this because it's very difficult for 25 people to come up with a date. Yes, Bill.
Let me just ask a question in here. If we gave people enough lead time, could we do a weekday in September?
No.
There's no way.
Is Bill, are you going to amend your motion to September or October?
Don't have a last weekend in August.
That's a Chicano moratorium. There's a lot of stuff that happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The RNC.
Okay, we're going to a stack. Israel is next speaker.
We have many Republicans here.
Yeah, speak for yourself. Speak up.
Do you hear me? It's working.
So what happened?
I've been advocating this for some 20 years, and I don't mean a single day. I mean a series of workshops, retreats, seminars, because we're never going to accomplish improving our performance, in my opinion, unless we set aside time to do it outside of our so-called business meeting. So I'd like to have this done like 6 months ago. That's only half a joke. I'm deadly serious about it. The more we put it off, the further we're going to get up to our next end problem. Not that any one day will solve our problems. We'll need to make a beginning. And that's my opinion. So I'm not against setting a date, August, September. I'm just commenting. I think that it's dragged on more than half a year. We're just not going to get anywhere if we have this low priority.
Thank you.
It's of the highest priority that we get to know each other better, know what our issues, concerns are, and then perfect some of our functioning in these meetings, and that not happen in the course of the meeting.
All right. I have a stack of four, and we're going to then try to close debate, close discussion, and go to the proposal. I'm going to give you the stack. Ed, Jan Goodman, Margaret Prescott, and Jane Halliburton. Ed.
I wanted to say I think September 11th is a good time and not a bad time. People are, because it's September 11th, people are worried about whatever. It's a good time to get away from things and not just be crazy at home or whatever. So I think it's a splendid time because nothing else probably will be going on, and we'll probably be arguing about other days for, you know, until the next term.
Jan Goodman.
No.
I hope that the date can be fixed as soon as possible and sell as soon as possible. I suspect that September 11th will make a demonstration, so that we can think about this. That's going to be worth it.
I don't think the microphone is important.
At any rate, I think that I would request that the planning committee actually plan two retreats, because the LSB is going to be having elections, I think, in October. So if another retreat kind of thing can be planned for, say, November also, I think it would, you know, while you're doing it, plan two is probably not, certainly not double the trouble. And then it can be at least in the works, and we don't have to, you know, do the, you know, reinvent the wheel twice.
Thank you. Margaret.
I wondered, can you hear me? Someone had said earlier that September 11th date, I think it's a day, may be considered for a national meeting, so I think we're going to have to consider that. And I'm wondering also if we should perhaps consider sometime in August, you know, maybe the middle of August, around the beginning of September, around the Republican convention, a lot of us activists are going to be protesting. So, you know, that's not
going to
be a good item.
Jane.
Actually, I was saying exactly what Mark was saying. I was thinking that Ed's idea of September 11th was good, and if the PNB meeting is then, what about the second to last week in August? How is that?
Okay,
second to last weekend in August.
Okay, these are the last two speakers before we go to a resolution. Alan and Leslie.
September 11th, I have a speaking engagement at Santa Monica City College, so maybe September 12th, just to throw that up, because I chose the 2 days on the weekend. And then I'll be out of town in Italy in mid-August. But and hopefully I'll be not in jail in New York City on September 11th.
I'll be there with... Okay, and finally, Leslie.
Yeah, I'd like to move that we instruct the retreat committee to look at a first date of September 12th, at a second date of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, that would be August 22nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I so moved.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor, but I'm going to accept that as a substitute motion, and we'll see if that passes to replace the original motion. We take that as a substitute. Does everyone understand the substitute motion that was just proposed by Leslie?
Can we make that on the point first?
Well, I'm going to, the maker of the motion still has control over it, so what did you say? Okay. So, you heard the substitute motion. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Not seeing any. We can move to a vote. And just so we're clear on what we're voting on.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Leslie, you move that the retreat ad hoc task force here consider first August...
September 12th.
September 12th.
And secondly, I believe it's August 22nd.
And August 22nd.
Yes.
Okay, no further discussion. Let's go to a vote. If you approve the substitute motion, raise your cards.
What are we replacing for?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Opposed? Okay, and thank you to the task force working. Opposed? One more time.
Anybody opposed? 1, 2, 3.
Well, you're the one who proposed August 22nd.
Okay, that ends the discussion on that.